Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 368, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Thy Zion thou wast chosen, Lord, and thou wast said, I love her well. This is my constant resting place, and here will I delight to dwell. And what follows, Psalter 368, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 1 through 7. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, and nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 2, the first 7 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, The days were accomplished that you should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Ellen Althorn, who had hip surgery this past week. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Almighty God and merciful Father, and the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth, and then on the last Lord's Day of this year, that has already far run its course, then it behooves us to thank, to acknowledge Thee for all the precious blessings which Thou hast also granted in this past week and in this morning hour. Where in the past week, then Thou hast not taken one of us away by the cold hand of death, but then Thou hast cared, Thou hast spared, Thou hast provided, and Thou hast protected in the home, on the slippery roads, at work, at school, wherever we were called to be. And then Thou hast not dealt according as we deserve. Because, O Lord, if Thou had done so, then we would no longer have a place upon this earth. Then in this morning hour, we would not have a place in Thy house. And to that end, wilt Thou grant a broken and a humble heart, O Lord, on the last Sabbath day. And then we and our children do well to reflect upon the greatest part of the year that lieth behind, how it has been in our life, how it has been in our hearts, whether there were truly those times that we were humbled to receive a soft heart, with a prayer unto Thee, the living God. Then we do well to reflect whether we have tasted of the precious things of the Lord, and then we do well to consider how it is on the last Lord's Day. Lord, then Thy gifts, they are great, and that they are manifold. Then in the past week, in the midst of the cold, then Thou was granted that we may still have a warm dwelling place. Oh, impress it upon all of our hearts. We need a hiding place for our soul. Then Thou still liberally provideth the manna from heaven, food and drink, and so many temporal blessings. But, Lord, then Thou hast declared that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of Thy mouth. Lord, then Thou hast granted the precious gift of Thy word. A word is declared how we and our dear children may and must be saved. Then it behooves us each time by renewal to acknowledge Thee for the precious gift of the Lord's Day. One day in seven that may be set aside that we may rest from our labors and to hear what the living God has to say unto us. Our Lord, the solemnest of old, he has declared that thy blessings could not be numbered. And so it is with us and our children, and we humbly ask thee, may it be the goodness of the Lord that may lead us and our children to repentance. And now on the last Lord's Day, a day that has been set aside to in a special way commemorate the greatest gift that has ever come upon the world. A word is pleased thee to grant, give thy Son, thine only begotten Son, thy Son whom thou lovest, and hast sent him upon this world, where he was given to assume our human nature, where he remained what he was, and he became what he was not. Oh, thou hast given him that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Ah, Lord, such an unfathomable gift and such a precious gift. But it is also the most despised and the hated gift upon the world. May still be proclaimed that there is a Savior for sinners. Lord, the time of Advent has come to an end. And then thou knowest how it has and how it is in this morning concerning the birth of thy dear Son, whose name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. Oh, may there be among young and old that have received those holy exercises, special prayers, encouragement, instruction, waiting, rejoicing and singing, and who have also come up in this morning, oh, with that vehement desire, that by the first time, but also by renewal, that they may cast a glimpse into the manger in the stable of Bethlehem, and to behold the Christ child, oh, who has come upon the world, that among the children of men they may be saved. Our Lord, in Bethlehem, there was no room for him. The prophet of old has declared, no form nor comeliness and no beauty that we should despise him. Oh, impress it upon the hearts. What a terrible, what an awful thing it is to despise and reject such a precious gift. Oh, Lord, if we die unconverted, it shall have to testify against us forever and ever. Where that way was declared, and we have refused to come unto thee, refuse to repent and cry for mercy. O Lord, to that end, do come down with thy Holy Spirit, and that souls may be placed in their guilt. Oh, that they may learn what an awful thing it is to be unconverted under thy wrath. No surety, no mediator between God and us, and then to have to go lost forever and ever. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that it is thy work, and to that end, may it please thee to work wonderfully in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou remember an Advent people? Oh, a people that is longing, that is desiring. Oh, a people not without hope. But may it be granted in this day that they may be given to see the Savior. May it be granted by true saving faith to behold their Savior. And in the further leadings of thy people also on such a day, then they experience that there is nothing of self, only emptiness, only the world. But, our Lord, wilt thou grant it for thy children, and that special light may fall in that manger, and that they may be given to behold matters which they have not understood before. Ah, may it please thee to be exercised with his names, with his natures, with his offices, with his states, and to receive and experience those precious benefits that have value for the time and that have value for eternity. Lord, wonder-doing God, oh, it is written in thy word that his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. May it please thee by thy Spirit to work lovingly and mightily all for the world. It is the serving of the flesh. Without that precious Savior, Lord, wilt thou keep us as a separate people? All thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. Ah, we have heard it in the time of Advent, that thou hast wrought wonderfully among the young, among the old. It was heard that the time to favor thy Zion has arrived. Ah, may we be given to humbly beg thee as unworthy sinners, as an unworthy people, that thou may grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, that great numbers of sons and daughters may be born in Zion. Lord, we may have the blessing and the privilege to come up to thy house on this Lord's Day. Then many are hindered. We commend unto thee those that care for the little ones, those that are ill. Do grant them a Sabbath day blessing. We commend unto thee a father who in the past week has had surgery, and hitherto thou hast made all things well. He may return to his dwelling. Wilt thou grant unto him and his wife the family circle, a broken and a humble heart? Wilt thou grant further healing? Wilt thou grant strengthening? And then thou hast something special to say. We humbly ask thee, may this calling be sanctified. Lord, remember all under the physician's care, those that struggle with continual pain, with the weariness of the body, and many other ailments, sickness. It is all known unto thee, and may the means be blessed. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones. Oh, also, as we draw nigh to the end of the year, oh, it is every day, but that those places are felt, are experienced, they are seen. Lord, may another morning be born out of that morning. Wilt thou remember all the elderly ones? Oh, do bless thy word over the length and the breadth of the earth, where there are also many that do not have the blessings and the opportunities that we and our children have on account of war, on account of persecution and other circumstances that are hindered from going with the multitude to thy house. O wilt thou grant them a Sabbath day blessing, and O Lord, shall it not have to be that all our blessings, all our privileges, that they shall not have to rise up against us in the great day of judgment, but all thou hast promised to bless thy word, that by the foolishness of preaching, thou shalt save some. Oh Lord, do it then in this morning hour. May it please thee to grant thy gracious help. Oh, anoint us with fresh oil from above. Send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. O wilt thou grant many Aarons and Hurs, because who is sufficient to proclaim the preciousness of the child born in the stable, laid in the manger? O Lord, thou hast a people, word has become true by thy sovereign grace. But unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. O wilt thou remember the listeners, remember the little boys, the little girls, remember young and old. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou then grant a special blessing on the last Lord's Day of this year that has nearly run its course? Oh, impress upon our hearts and the shortness of life, the seriousness of life, the solemnity thereof, that we have no continuing city, and except we are born again, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. O Lord, may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great triune name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 4. Blessed be the God of Israel, the Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence redemption unto us made known. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 448, the stanzas 1 and 4. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which we have read together, Luke 2, the first 7 verses, and for our text, we shall read the verses 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that he should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our text words speak of the marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. 3 thoughts. In the first place, the providential way to Bethlehem. Secondly, the sad reception in Bethlehem. And thirdly, the filled manger of Bethlehem. The marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. The providential way, the sad reception, and the filled manger of Bethlehem. Thus first, the providential way to Bethlehem. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted by renewal that on this day, the last Lord's Day of the year 2022, that in a special way we may pause and to consider the marvelous birth of the beloved Son of God in Bethlehem and how the Lord has wrought so wonderfully. It was a special time in the church, the time whereof the psalmist has prayed for in Psalm 102, verse 13, that it was the set time to favor Zion, and that was evident in the hill country of Judea, because I read in Luke 1, verse 65, that fear came upon all them that dwelt in the hill country of Judea. And there was spoken about the wonderful deeds of the Lord. Thus that declares, congregation, that there is a way to the manger of Bethlehem, where the Lord has wrought so wonderfully among young and old. There were souls in Hebron. There were souls in Nazareth that could clearly tell us how that they have received the visit from heaven, where they were instructed, that old Zacharias and Elizabeth, righteous before God, walking blamelessly in the presence of the Lord, whereas Zacharias has received that wonderful message, that his prayer was heard. For Zacharias, he thought it was too late. He received the sign, and nevertheless, the Lord in his goodness and faithfulness, that is the wonder for the church, their unbelief, and that brings much darkness, and is so God dishonoring, but the unbelief of the church shall never, never bring to naught the faithfulness of that covenant Jehovah. And there came a time, oh, it was tried, but that after a Mary and a Zacharias had sung, and that a Zacharias was also given to sing the praises of the Lord, and especially concerning the Christ child that would be born, that Joseph and Mary, then they could tell us they have both received a visit from heaven concerning the promised Messiah that would be born. And now for a Joseph and a Mary, expecting the promised Messiah, who according to the Scriptures must be born in Bethlehem, because we read in Micah 5 verse 2, "But thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, and that is to be ruler in Bethlehem, whose goings forth have been of old." Thus an exercise, church, concerning the birth of Christ. And how has it now been, congregation, in the past weeks? Have we been exercised with those matters? My unconverted fellow travelers, the last Lord's Day declares unto us all that everything here upon the earth shall come to an end. Are there troubled souls, that have been on your knees in this morning and have said, "Lord, still unconverted, being under thy word oftentimes, heard law and gospel, perhaps where it seems that it only becomes harder to harder. And now in this day, we hope to hear of that precious Savior that has come into the world to save sinners. Oh Lord, may it be the day that I may be converted, that thou may work wonderfully, mightily, lovingly by thy Spirit, that I may be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Have there been Advent exercises? Oh, awaiting people, an exercise people, a people that has received a little instruction, a little hope, of people that have sung. And how is it, people of God, in this morning, how have you awoke on this special day? Oh, in our text words, it is declared the wonderful providence of the Lord, because for a Joseph and Mary, they lived in Nazareth, in the north of the country of Canaan. And the Scriptures declared that the Messiah must be born in Bethlehem. Then maybe there are boys and girls that think, but then Joseph and Mary, then it is not so difficult. Then before the due date, then you must make that trip to Bethlehem, and then the promised Messiah shall be born. And then the Lord shall fulfill His promise. What a grace that young Joseph and Mary had, that they were given to patiently wait upon the Lord. And the Lord has waited long. are there still waiting souls in my midst? I read in Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait upon the Lord, my soul doth wait, and I hope upon His word. And His name is wonderful. The Lord always works at His time, in His way. And I read in Isaiah 28, verse 16, He that believeth shall not make haste. Does not mean we must not use lawful means. But what a grace. What a childlike trust. Oh, how Joseph and Mary, how they must have spoken much about the things of the Lord. What a blessing that is when in the homes that takes place and with the riddles, oh, that Joseph said to his dear Mary, the Lord has so clearly both given us a visit, all on account of that love. I was planned to put you away because you were expected. I could not take it over. But the angel of the Lord has appeared that our son, he would be called Jesus, because he shall come to save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. But, O Mary, we are living in Nazareth. And if the child is born in Nazareth, then we have mistaken ourselves. Are there souls that understand it? Oh, there can be those riddles which they cannot solve. How they must have begged the Lord. But now the wonderful providence of the Lord. And when we think of Caesar Augustus, what an encouragement that is for us and our children in these serious times where there are so few rulers upon the earth that even acknowledge the Lord and His Son, His providential rule, His institutions, and His word. And yet, that the King of Kings, that He rules over everything also, what has taken place, what has taken place in this year, and it is all for a purpose, that the church may be gathered. Oh, may we be included in that number. Because for God's people, Romans 8, verse 28, for all things work together to them that love God and that are called according to His purpose. Do you love the Lord, boys and girls? Do you love the Lord? And not only boys and girls, who do we love the most? Oh, it is a blessing when there is much love in the midst of family circles in the church. But thou shalt have no other gods before me, to love the Lord above all. Thus, also in our time, with everything that has taken place, the Lord reigneth, we read in different psalms, and that the King, that He is still gathering a church. Ah, may that take place in this day. Then it shall be an unforgettable day when the Lord works by His Spirit in our heart and He makes a way and room for that child that was born in the stable and laid in the manger of Bethlehem. And now Caesar Augustus, sitting on his throne, thinking about his large reign. And then we read simply that Caesar has made a decree that all the known world under his rule should be taxed. in the margin that were taxed means to be enrolled. And why did Caesar Augustus now make that rule? Was it for Joseph and Mary? He did not know about Joseph and Mary. But it was in God's decree, in God's providence. We read in Isaiah 46, verse 10, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my good pleasure." And in Proverbs 21, verse 1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. And to that end was a must. The Lord has inclined his heart because there was a young couple that was living in the north of the land of Canaan, in that despised city of Nazareth, that at the appointed time must be in Bethlehem. And to that end was Caesar Augustus, to enrich himself, was also the fulfillment of what Father Jacob has prophesied on his deathbed in Genesis 49, verse 10, that the scepter shall not depart till Shiloh come. The scepter was departing, but not completely departed. And to that end, Caesar Augustus has made a decree and has sent out the messengers that it must be declared to all people that they must go to the city of their ancestors and that they must be enrolled, their persons, father, mother, and children, but also their land and all their possessions. And they tell us that the Romans were very strict, and that if someone would not be honest concerning their goods and their possessions, that they would be scourged, all their goods confiscated, and that they would become a slave. And now the messengers, they have come to Nazareth. Oh, it cannot be different. That one, a Joseph and a Mary, has received that message, that they have wept together, that they have sung, "This is the Lord's doing." Oh, where they were given to see his special providence that taken place in the past year. The Lord's special providence can be in so many different ways. May I ask you, where has it brought you? Has it brought you closer to God's Word? Or further away? Of course, providential deliverances is not a ground for eternity. We need to become a poor sinner and saved by the child that was born in the manger of Bethlehem. We need a God for our heart, a Savior for our soul, and a surety for our guilt. And now for Joseph and Mary. For Mary in such a condition to travel that distance, perhaps 90 miles. What a mountains there can be. But shall the Lord, shall he give such a wonderful instruction, and shall he not bring Mary to Bethlehem? We know the answer. But in the way of trials and riddles, what a questions there can be. Oh, what a prayers must have been sent up by Joseph and Mary. Oh, on that way to Bethlehem, in the valleys of discouragement, also on the hills, perhaps in the distance they could see more of their destination. But the Lord has fulfilled what we read in Psalm 121, many times called the Traveler's Psalm. A Mary who was expecting was brought to Bethlehem. That is the experience, the child of God. Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, then we receive exercises concerning our soul, how it must be saved, exercises concerning His kingdom and concerning His glory. And now it is the work of the Spirit to bring those expecting Marys exercised with the things of the Lord. Because do we not read of Paul that he has written to the Galatians in Galatians 4 verse 19, little children of whom he was given to travail, that Christ may be formed in them. That is what the birth of Christ concerns, the further leadings. And people, let us never rest outside of a saving knowledge of the only Son of God. And to that end, Joseph and Mary, they came to Bethlehem. And now secondly, the reception of Bethlehem. How would it now be with that town, with that people of Bethlehem? Would there now be room for Joseph and Mary in that town? And then we read that there was no room for him in the inn. What were the reasons? Oh, of course, much ignorance. Because Joseph and Mary were unknown unto the people of Bethlehem. Cannot be different. The devil has tried for 4,000 years to hinder the birth of the dear Son of God. And now, when he would soon be born, then the devil would do his utmost that that precious message would not be spread upon the face of the world. We read in Romans 12 of that dragon, and that there was a woman to be delivered, and that dragon was ready to devour the child. Thus no room for him in the inn. We could speak of different outward reasons. They were not the first, perhaps, and perhaps indeed, perhaps the inn was quite full. Perhaps if they had been very rich and offered much money, there would have been room for them in the inn. But it is clearly written, no room for them, for him, in the inn. What an awful city that city was. Do you not think so, boys and girls? A young husband and wife, such a condition, expecting that you think they would have done their utmost. Maybe even someone in Bethlehem that said, you can have our bedroom, but no room for him in the inn. How is it with us, congregation, concerning that precious Christ child? I read in John 1, verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. We have mentioned that word first. What is first in our life? Many cares, many concerns. What place does religion have in our lives? First or at the end? What we have left concerning our time, goods, talents. I read in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. How is it with the end of our heart? Is it so crowded with all the cares? The cares are manifold. And I hope, boys and girls, that you do not multiply the cares of father and mother, that you give them much happiness. But what a cares, what a concerns. We live in a busy life, a time where there's much haste. Thus our hearts so crowded with all the things, that I'm not speaking of evil things, speaking of lawful things, but so crowded, room for everything, but not room for God and his dear Son. How has it been thus far in this past year, congregation? This is the last Lord's Day. A special preaching, hastening to eternity. How has it been in this past year? Must we perhaps confess, Lord, busy, thou hast blessed me. Maybe good intentions, maybe promises, but no room in my heart for the things of the Lord. And in the further experience, to learn, because we read in Romans 8, verse 7, that the carnal heart is enmity against God. And the one child of God learns it deeper than the other. But that enmity of proud man against free and sovereign grace, against the Christ child, that is merited grace for his people without money and without price. His name is called Wonderful. And now it is the work of a triune God to make room in the heart of his true people for the precious Son of God, who was born in a stable and laid in a manger. Ah, that is also encouragement. Are their souls busy to make their heart a suitable place for Christ to be born. When the Lord works, He sheds that love abroad. Then we cannot miss the Lord. Oh, that people, you find Him in secret places. And they are given to tell the Lord how worthy they are. Their great and manifold sins. So unworthy. And then they hope by the works of the law to be saved. What a work the Spirit has to make room for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the saving of souls. And now what an encouragement. Have a few souls come up that have tried so hard to make your heart into a beautiful and fitting in, that the Lord Jesus Christ may receive a place, may be born, and to be given to experience. Oh Lord, I hope to become better. It's the work of the Spirit to cut everything off from the flesh. It's against our flesh. And then to experience that our heart resembles much more a stable of unclean beasts. Our sins are so great and manifold, where it becomes more and more impossible. But now what a precious message that Christ was not born in a beautiful, a dressed-up inn, but He was born in a stable. All seeking souls, may in this morning hour, may it be granted, and also Church of God, it is so necessary for the light to shine. Our boys and girls can understand it. We could enter that stable, and if there was absolutely no light, then we would not see that precious child. The necessity of eyes, the necessity of light. Oh, then let us for a moment go into that stable and cast a glance into that manger. Oh, Church of God, then I may say what if Philip has said to Nathanael, oh, come and see the precious gift of the Father, whereby the Church must and shall be saved, because His name has been called Jesus, because He has come to save His people from their sins. Are there sinners in this morning? Oh, have in this morning sinners come up. That You have confessed it. Lord, no hope from my sight. Past week, ruined it all. Thou was granted so many blessings. And that true thankfulness is so missing. Our third thought, the precious gift in the manger, let us first sing. A Psalter 176, the three stanzas. O God, to us show mercy and bless us in Thy grace. Cause Thou to shine upon us the brightness of Thy face. And what follows, Psalter 176, the three stanzas. the marvelous birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, the providential way to Bethlehem, the sad reception in Bethlehem, and thirdly, the filled manger of Bethlehem. Then in the manger, then we may behold the beloved Son of the Father, the gift of the Father. As we read in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only beloved Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What had been righteous and what had been just if the Lord sent down fire and brimstone to consume the world? On account of that great guilt, original and actual sins, have there been moments, congregation, in the year that has far run its course, that it was still a wonder, that you may still have a place upon the earth? The precious day of grace, the time wherein the Lord is still gathering a church in the manger. There we may behold the beloved Son of the Father, typified in Genesis 22, when Abram was commanded to offer a son, it is written, His only Son, the Son whom he loved. Hudson Taylor, the missionary to China, he has written of the gift of the Father, the love of the Father, when he was sent to China. Hudson Taylor, when he was young, he was a serious boy. But when he became a little older, 15, worked at the bank, they asked him many questions. They told him that the church people were no better or worse than worldly people. That is an awful thing when the world says that. And then he became quite skeptical, 15 years old. There are many that are 15 years old. How is it with you, young people? May you still have a tender conscience? Or is the world gaining the upper hand? But that became a matter of prayer. He had a younger sister, Emily, that feared the Lord, and that has promised to try to lay that need of her brother before the Lord. We must not tell too much, of course, but to tell what Hudson Taylor has experienced. All on a certain afternoon, Dennis' God-fearing mother went to visit a relative 80 miles away. And after dinner, then she has locked herself in her bedroom and given to wrestle with the Lord concerning her boy. And the Lord has answered that prayer in that afternoon. But now concerning the love of the Father, Hudson Taylor has written, when he was sent out, when on a ship in September of 1853, Dennis, dear mother, has went with to that parting, had a little cabin, saying, "Mother has prayed. Mother has tried to hide her emotions, but finally she broke out in bitter anguish." And then Hudson Taylor has written, "At that moment, the Lord has given a profound impression, and we can never compare the work of a triune God with temporal things." But Hudson Taylor has written, "When he has seen his weeping mother, never expecting to meet one another upon the earth," that Hudson Taylor had a profound impression of the love of the Father, that he was so willing to give his dear son as a gift. So humble the circumstances. A gift that would not be received, not accepted, no form nor comeliness, we read in Isaiah 53, verse 2. A gift that would be crucified, hung on the cross. Then Hudson Taylor has written that he received such a deep impression of the love of his Father that he was willing to give his dear son as a gift, to be born in a stable and laid in a manger. What does it mean to us, that precious gift? Is there a need for that gift? What a wonder in the manger, where the mother was younger than her son, and where the creature has brought forth the Creator. And see then the humble circumstances. Born in a stable, that to that end, as I read in John 14, verse 2, that he has merited and prepared those heavenly mansions for a people that shall have and shall experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Oh, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Oh, Church of God, see him then, where he was wrapped in the original and the actual sins of his people. He was humbled that the church may be exalted. Oh, in the manger, in the stable of Bethlehem, there lieth the bread of life. Because Bethlehem, that is called the house of bread, that is the meaning thereof, that Christ, as that heavenly bread, that he has descended upon the earth, that a hungry and a thirsty people may be fed and satisfied with the things of the Lord. Oh, see him then as the Emmanuel, God with us, that a poor and a guilty sinner may be reconciled. Oh, there lieth in the manger the pearl of great price, who was come by his active and passive obedience to save his church. Oh, in the manger lieth him who was come to satisfy his Father's justice, glorify and harmonize all his attributes, that the church may be saved. Oh, in the manger there lieth unfathomable love, the love of the Son, that He was willing to come upon this earth that enemies may be saved. Oh, the love of the Holy Spirit concerning the conception, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was laid in a manger because there was no room for Him in the inn. Congregation, what does the Son who was laid in the manger, what does it mean to us? Then we do well on this last Lord's Day of the year to examine our hearts, because also in this day it shall be fulfilled. 2 Corinthians 2, the verses 15 and 16. Either a savior of life unto life, or a savior of death unto death. By renewal, we may hear the precious proclamation, and who was able to declare the preciousness of the Christ child. The psalmist in Psalm 45 verse 2 was sung, that He is fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured out upon His lips. Oh, in the manger there lieth the only hope for us and our children. Soon the angel would declare to the shepherds, as we read, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, all young and old, by the birth of the Son of God." There a way is declared that we and our children may be saved. Thus in this day, that you can never say it is not from me. No. Good tidings to all people. Jesus Christ was born. His name was called Jesus because He has come to save us people from their sins. May I ask you, have you become a sinner? Is that now taking place? Have you now become a sinner to experience the exceeding sinfulness of sin? Have you learned to weep over your grievous and God dishonoring sins? Have you become a great sinner? Are there souls that know of a few times in your life that you were given to confess to be the chiefest of sinners, because young and old? If we have never become a sinner, what must we then do with Jesus? Oh, may the Spirit work lovingly and irresistibly in this very day, that among young and old, that they may become sinners, that they may become lost sinners. Oh, from our side so hopeless, but that it may be declared that there is a way. John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Seeking souls, look then in the manger. There lieth the Savior. So full, so sufficient, such a perfect way. Oh, then in the Word of God, then over that stable, there are those precious invitations Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. All for those that are dwelling afar off, Isaiah 45, verse 22, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. For I am God, and there is none else. O people of God, may it please the Lord to grant new light, to be given to behold that Christ child, to receive a new exercise. Oh, it is a blessing in the life of a child of God to be given to behold what they have received by free and sovereign grace, but also to be given to experience the further leadings. Oh, what a privilege when concerning the birth to be given to see a new name, oh, to be exercised with those names, to receive special meaning in our life, to fulfill a special need in the midst of a particular trial. Oh, his name is called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins, but young and old. It needs to be experienced. It needs to be applied. And now concerning the Christ child, he sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his church. Oh, may it please the God of all grace that there may be souls that may be given to experience. All for a Joseph and Mary was such in mysterious ways, but in the fields of Ephrathah, then there was already singing and rejoicing. Oh, for the child of God. Oh, we have heard of the song of Mary, that she was given to rejoice in her Savior. The church here below has a small beginning. And what shall it be when they shall be delivered from that triple-headed enemy? And then most perfectly, to thank the Lord for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please thee by thy Spirit to grant the application where there is no need, where there is no room. Wilt thou by thy Spirit begin that good work? Spare us that we build not upon sandy foundations, but, our Lord, may thou grant, by the foolishness of preaching, that seeking souls, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they may be given to behold the gift of the Father, thy beloved Son, Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Wilt thou grant new, further instruction to thy children, that they may be given, enabled to sing a new song concerning the mysteries of salvation. Lord, wilt thou graciously watch over us in this day on the unsafe roads. May we and our children be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Grant a prayer for one another. Return us in this evening hour pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our closing Psalter, Psalter 200, the stanzas 3 and 4. Ever and forever shall his name endure. Along as suns continue, it shall stand secure. And in him forever all men shall be blessed. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce at the meal members meeting held December 15, the following office bearers were chosen for elder, Mr. Henry DeCock and Mr. Case Oscom. And for deacon, Mr. Peter Grisnick and Mr. Vincent Finray. All have accepted their respective offices. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before December 31. There will be a New Year's Eve service on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. And there are more mission calendars at the exit. Psalter 200, the stanzas 3 and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.